Now, this is going to sound weird, but I've been experimenting a little bit. This is going to sound weird. But two things is related to the weather and to your daily script. It's either a foreshadow or actually affecting it. It looks like with your thoughts, if you're saved, spirit-filled, you can write people in and out of your script. With your thoughts, you can affect the weather. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but whether it's the rain or whether it's the people who appear in your world on a daily basis, you can actually affect the script that you see with your thoughts. Now, I'm not just talking about regular thoughts. I'm talking about thoughts that are undertone thoughts that are held for a long period of time. And it only makes sense because 3D is just a repeat. Every day's a repeat. I know it's hard to see. Unless you see the code, it's hard to see. But when you get back to source, your thoughts are source. 3D is just a repeat. There's examples in the Bible. He said Elijah was a man of like passion, prayed, and it didn't rain for 3 years. He said, was it Elijah? Yeah, I think it was. I think he talked about Elijah. And he talked about Elijah who was being harassed by these Gentile kids. And he thought, get away from me or something. And a bear came out of the woods and killed him. There's many other examples and miracles and stuff. And so the earth groans for the appearance of the sons of God. You can actually think about somebody and cause them to appear. You can actually summon somebody with your thoughts. It happened to me, two people today. Two people online. I haven't seen them in a while, and they show up. So I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. Maybe somebody's got some experiences that they can talk about. But you can write the script. Now, you're not going to be able to be God and play God and say when it's going to happen or who, you know, how or whatever. But when you see that it's just a repeat, the script is easy to write. If you maintain your thoughts in a peaceful, if your heart's got to be right, you know. If you got an evil heart, you're gonna attract evil. I'm going to do some experiments and upload the results. It should be interesting, to be honest with you. The ex was causing so much trouble a long time ago. I said, Lord, I can't take it anymore. This is ridiculous. She's pushing me to the limit. And 3 days later, she was gone. I talked about that, and I was like, what just happened? All the chaos, and all of a sudden, 3 days, I pray, and 3 days later, she's gone, and never came back. That is a trip. That is a trip. I could give you more examples that over in the past in your life, but I didn't really put all the puzzle pieces together that you're actually connected to the universe, because the earth is clay. The earth is water. Your clay, your water. There's certain content of your blood that's the chemical makeup, and part of your blood is just like the ocean. It is a trip when you really see through this thing. When you look at a pole in the ground, post, upright, it's all the same. It's all, you're looking at yourself in typology everywhere you look. Everything in front of you is a fractal view of yourself. And yourself is a fractal repeat of Christ. For real.